Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Lee. This morning, if you have your Bibles, we'll be in Luke chapter number 17. Luke chapter 17. You know, the Bible clearly tells us to be a thankful people. In everything, he says, give thanks. And the psalmist said we ought to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. If there's anybody walking upon God's earth today that ought to be a thankful people, it's God's children. Amen. I'm talking about the ones that He's lifted up out of the miry clay, set our feet upon a solid rock, put a new song in our heart, even praise to our God. Amen. This morning, I got thanksgiving on my mind this morning. Amen. You know, we got a Bible that tells us we ought to be thankful, but I was reading something that come in over my phone this week about thanksgiving. And you know, it's been scientifically proven that a person that's thankful, that has a attitude of gratitude and thankfulness, they're better off mentally and physically as they go through life. This thing said it reduces stress, brings joy, brings optimism, enthusiasm. It improves our sleep, helps your heart. It'll boost your immune system. And boy, I'm telling you, the list just goes on. We ought to be thankful people. We ought not to be a grumbling people. Amen. Amen. You might say, well, you don't know what I've been through, preacher. Well, I know where you could be. You could be in hell this morning. Amen. If we got what we deserve, we'd all be in a devil's hell this morning. So listen, if you've been saved today, you've got something to shout about. Let me tell you, this world will take the shout out of you if you keep your focus on the things of this old world. But if you'll get your face on what God has promised in this Word right here, it'll make you thank Him, amen? That you ain't got to go to hell when you leave this world. And by the way, we are all going to leave this place one of these days. I'm glad Jesus has got a place prepared for those that He's saved by grace and through His blood, and He's coming after us one of these glorious days. So I've got something this morning to be thankful for. Amen. I'm thankful that He come by my way one day and He spoke life to me. Amen. All right, in Luke chapter number 17, verse number 11, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, as He went to Jerusalem, that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee." And I'm glad today He's still passing by. Amen. Oh, and it says, "And as He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Boy, I tell you, that's a good thing to cry out for. Mercy. We all need an extra dose of mercy this morning. "And when He saw them, He said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice," glory, it's all right to get loud at the house of God. Amen. There ain't enough noise being made about our Lord today. Amen. Hey, listen, this ain't no place here to be quiet. It's a place to worship God and be thankful and to bless His name. Amen. It's all right to shout. Amen. It's all right to lift your hand toward heaven and say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for cleansing me. Thank you for not letting me die and go to a devil's hell. I'm thankful this morning. I know where I come from." Amen. Jesus, hey, He could have passed by me, Brother Lee. Hey, and He's still been God. But He had mercy upon an old wretch like me, and I'm thankful this morning that He did. Yeah, listen to me today. Where was I at? Said, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine? They're not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Father, we thank you this morning for the opportunity, God, to be in your house, Lord. God, you've been good to us, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you for putting food on my table, Lord. A roof over my head, God. All you do for me, Lord. I fall at your feet this morning and thank you, Lord, and praise you, dear God. Oh, I thank you for the blood this morning, Lord. Oh, God, that washed me from my sins, Lord. I thank you my name's written in heaven this morning, Lord. I'm thankful this morning, God. Lord, I can lay my head down at night knowing, God, Lord, if I don't open them in the morning, God, I'll open them in your presence, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you this morning to meet with us now, Lord. We pray, God, your will to be done. Christ to be lifted up and glorified, Lord, with all that's said and done. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. You can be seated this morning. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks unto him. Well, look at this passage of Scripture this morning. You know, we got a lot in common with these men that were lepers. Now I want to preach this morning on this thought, looking at this one that turned back. Preach on this thought now. I've got so much to thank him for. I've got so much to praise him for this morning. Oh, listen, if you knew me like I know me, like God knows me, you'd wonder this morning why he had mercy on me. You'd wonder this morning why would he save a wretch like me. But I'm thankful this morning that he did one day pass my way just like he did these 10 leprous men. Oh, listen, he's blessed us with material things, physical things. He gives joy and he gives peace and he gives hope and he gives eternal salvation. And we ought to be a thankful people this morning that in the day and hour that we live, we've got a place that we can come together and worship him and give him thanksgiving and praise for all he does for us. Now, I want to go through this story right here and just give you a few thoughts this morning. You keep in mind today that these old men were lepers. They had a great problem. And I want you to know today that we as people today, we often have problems in our lives that only God can fix, like these men. And the Bible says it came to pass. I want you to know, first of all, that there was a providential hand of God in this meeting right here. Can I tell you, with God, there are no accidents. Amen. No accidents with God. God knows everything. And God sees everything today, friend. And God knew as Jesus was headed towards Jerusalem right here. And by the way, he was headed to Jerusalem to give his life a ransom for all on this particular time right here. But the providential hand of God had him to pass through this place right here where these old lepers would meet him on the road that day. Can I tell you, it was a divine providential hand of God that sent Jesus into their presence. And I'm glad this morning, by the providential hand of God, that you're able to be here today, that we're able to gather together this morning and to hear from God today, and to cry out to him with our needs today. No, there was not only a divine providence, but there was a divine purpose in this meeting. Can I tell you today that Jesus is still passing by with a divine purpose, God? Can I tell you he's got a purpose for us gathering together here this morning in the house of God? He's got a divine purpose this morning for laying this upon my heart today, because there's somebody here today that needs him. Oh, I'd ask you this morning, what do you need today from the Lord? What would you need? What do you need this morning? Have you got something that's burning in your heart, that's burdening your heart today, that you need God to help you with? Well, he's passing by this morning. Oh, there's no accident in this meeting, but there was a divine providential hand of God. There was a divine purpose, so he's passing by. He wants to give help, and he wants to give hope, and he wants to give salvation to mankind. Oh, listen, don't harden your heart toward him today. He's passing by. But I want you to notice something else about this meeting. This meeting right here. It was a day that would pass. So you see, Jesus, as I said, was headed toward Jerusalem. He was just passing through. He was headed to the cross to give his life a ransom for all mankind. But somehow, some way, these men met him that day. The providence of this meeting right here placed Jesus and these men together. Can I tell you, this is November the 12th. In the year of our Lord right here, 2017. And it is a day, friend, that Jesus is passing by. And I tell you today, if you've got a need in your life, friend, don't let him pass by. Hey, it was an opportunity that they, listen now, this was an opportunity that these men would never have again. Jesus was going to the cross. And they knew, I don't know how they knew it, but somehow another providential hand of God brought them together that day. We'll never, listen to me, this day, once it's over, we'll never be able to go back and reclaim this day again. The things that we should do today, we may not be able to do tomorrow. But listen to me, friend, the providence of this meeting, hey, listen to me. You're not here by accident this morning. Listen. Be sensitive this morning to what God is saying to you. Whether you're lost this morning or whether you're saved, listen to what God has to say to you today. There's something special about meeting at the house of God. There's something special about gathering around God's Word and listening to what He's got to say and being obedient to what He's got to say. You see, further on in this verse or in this passage right here, you'll find out these men had to be obedient to receive the blessings of God. They had to be obedient and act by faith for God to touch them and cleanse them. Oh, aren't we the same way today? Doesn't God require obedience out of us? When God speaks to your heart, when you feel God nudging your heart, it's no time to harden your heart against the Word of God. But then is the time to be sensitive and to be obedient to what God has to say to you. Otherwise, the day may pass. The opportunity may pass. This was their time to be cleansed, to be healed, because Jesus was passing by. The providence of the meeting. But notice this, the problem of these men. They had a problem of leprosy. Leprosy. Leprosy in the Bible is you can find it as a type of sin. And listen to me, friend, sin is a problem that we all got. Amen. And if your sin problem is never dealt with, just like these lepers right here, the only hope they had was for God's hand to bring healing to them. The only hope a sinner has today is for God to cleanse and forgive and take away our sins. And I thank God that I cried out to Him one day, just like these lepers, when He passed by my way. You see, leprosy was the most dreaded disease in these days. It was the most dreaded because there was no cure known to man. The only ones that had ever been healed, you find in the Word of God of leprosy, it was God's hand of mercy and miracles that healed them. This was the only hope they had. Hey, listen to me. Sin today has only one cure. There's only one cure for my sin and for your sin this morning, and that's the divine blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So listen to me today. Oh, we just like these old lepers, friend. We're sinners. Well, we're either lost sinners or saved sinners today. Amen. It was the most dreaded of all diseases. It was the most defiling of all diseases. You see, leprosy always started out small, but it would spread like sin. sin starts out real small. Leprosy, it might show up as a little spot on the skin. And it was required of the people by the law to go show themselves to the priest. And if he saw and diagnosed it as being leprosy, they had to be separated. They didn't get the opportunity to go back home and tell mama and daddy, bye. They didn't get to go tell husband or wife, bye, I've been declared unclean. They had to be separated from all society and from all their family, from all their people. Sin's like that. Sin starts out small. Just a little bit. A person that, or a young person maybe that's first tempted to take alcohol or drugs. You know, they might start out with just a drink, one little sip. That's the way I started out years ago. One little drink. I remember it. I remember it well. I thought it was the awfulest tasting thing I'd ever put in my mouth. But you know what? Because of peer pressure and others about, I went back again. And I took it again. And I took it again. And I took it again. Until you know, when I was 23 years old, I was a drunk. A drunk. Worthless. That's how sin does us. That's how the devil works. If he can get you to just to take one little sip. If he can get you to try, hey, one little drug, one little time. Everybody else is doing it. What's it going to hurt? You'll find out what it hurts. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. When we lust for something, it turns into sin. James says when sin is finished, it brings forth death. Well, it's the most defiling. Most disfiguring. You see, leprosy, at first, a person might notice that there's pain in that little spot. But as time would go on, that leprosy would kill the nerves. There'd be no feeling there. It's just like sin. You know, I knew the first time I took a drink that it was wrong. I knew it was wrong. And I felt bad about it. But as time went on, I didn't feel so bad about it anymore. Leprosy would kill the nerves. Leprosy would spread. And the pain wouldn't be there anymore. But I'm talking about the most disfiguring. Finally, as leprosy grows, fingers fall off. Facial figures, totally deformed and defiled looking, ugly. And when it's finished, it brings forth death, just like sin. You can get out in sin and you can have your conscience seared to where sin doesn't even bother you anymore. But I promise you this, it's heading toward death. I saw an old boy the other day that I used to run with when I was a teenager. I bet you I hadn't seen him in 25 years, though he don't live far from here. He'd never been saved. He's still living alcohol and various things. And when I looked at him, I thought, my. He looks like death. He looks like death. That's the way sin does. It'll take you to death. Not only is it most dreaded, most defiling, most disfiguring, but it's most destructive. You see, as a person was diagnosed with leprosy, they had to be separated from their family, from their friends. from their home and society. Can I tell you, sin today that's left alone, broken up many, many homes. Broke a lot of little old kids' hearts. Broken hearts and broken homes, broken health. It's not something to mess with. These lepers that day, they had hope because Jesus was passing by. Let me tell you something this morning. If you lost today without Christ, and all your sins are on your account today, death's all you got to look forward to. Death and hell. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I thank God for Jesus, who took our place, who took our sins, paid our sin debt. The providence of the meeting, the problem of these men. But then you see the plea of these men. They cried out for mercy. They cried out for a miracle. Jesus was passing by. Maybe, I don't know, but they had faith in Christ that He could forgive, that He could heal. Maybe they'd heard about the old leper in Luke chapter number 5 that came to Jesus one day and fell at His feet and said, "Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean." And Jesus said, "I will." And He reached out and touched him and He made him whole that day. Maybe they'd heard about that and maybe they had hope. I remember when I was a lost man or a young boy really going to church, and over on this side of the church that I went to, there was a bunch of old gray-haired men over there. They called it the Amen Corner. Most of them men's wives would be sitting over here on this side, Brother Lee, and I'd be sitting as far back in the back as I could get. But I noticed something about them. They had something that I didn't have. They had something to shout about. They had something to be thankful for. And I bet you, if you took every one of them over there and every one of them over here, you probably couldn't have got up $100 between all of them. But they were rich in something that I didn't have. Hey, listen to me this morning, friend. I'm glad there's mercy. I'm glad today that, listen to me, Jesus became poor that for our sakes we could be made rich. They scared me. They scared me. But there was something interesting about it. Because I knew they had something that I didn't have. And there was something within me that wanted it. I wanted it. I wanted what they had. But I didn't know how to get it. You see, maybe they'd heard about the leper in Luke chapter number 5. And maybe they had hoped that Jesus would one day pass by their way, like they did that old leper in Luke 5. They had some hope, I think, that one day Jesus would come by. And it was on this particular day that as Jesus was headed towards Jerusalem, He passed by their way. And they had sense enough to cry out for mercy. Lord, how senseless it is for a person to go through life lost. How senseless it is to take your chances of stepping out into a devil's hell because we have no promise of tomorrow. They had sense enough to cry out to Jesus for mercy. Jesus was passing by. Jesus heard their cry. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah to seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him when He's near. That makes a lot of sense, don't it? Hey, there was times when I was a lost man, I'd go to church, Just hoping that I could feel conviction. Just hoping that I could feel like the Lord would speak to me and call me. There were times when I felt nothing. And it scared the life out of me. But there was a time, first Sunday morning in March of 1974, I walked into Sardis Baptist Church. under Holy Ghost conviction, and I heard the voice of God saying, come, come, come. And I came to Him and He saved me on that day. Glad He's still passing by. I'm glad He's still calling lost sinners in the day that we live. They cried out for mercy. They cried out for a miracle. And Jesus told them to go show yourselves unto the priest, which was a type of the law, a way that they could enter back into society. They stepped out by faith and they were healed on their way. But I'm glad in the day that we live today that Jesus is not saying go to some priest somewhere, but He's saying come. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come. Isn't that amazing? He didn't say, go do this or go do that. Just come unto me. The price is done paid. The debt's done paid. All you got to do is just step out by faith. Come to Him. He'll save you. Not only the providence of the meeting, the problem of the men, the plea of these men, but I want you to notice this, the praise of the one. Wonder what God thinks as He looks in upon the average Baptist service. Wonder what God thinks as He looks into our heart. Wonder what He thinks this morning as He looks into my heart and your heart. What does He see? Does He see us focused upon worship? Are we thinking about what we're going to do this evening? Next week? What's in your heart this morning? Boys, we've had the opportunity today to get up out of our bed and stand on our own two feet. Come to the house of God. To hear from God. To worship God. The praise of the one. I want you to notice an observation by one in verse number 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed. When's the last time you really thought about what the Lord's done for you? I'm telling you, the Lord saved me a long time ago and I've never got over it, Brother Lee. Mercy's been mine every day of my life. There ain't been many days to go by where He still shouldn't have killed me. But this one man, When he saw what the Lord had done for him, he turned back. Can I tell you what? When you see what the Lord's done for you, if you've ever been saved by the grace of God and you really see what He's done for you and what He's delivered you from, I believe you'll show back up and you'll give Him thanks and praise that you ain't crying out in hell today, hey, without any hope. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. And I owe it all to Him. And it don't hurt me this morning to lift my voice in thanksgiving and praise and give Him the glory that's due to His name. Hey, this morning, if you've ever been saved, hey, you ought to be a thankful, thankful, thankful person and you ought to give Him the praise that's due to Him. He's worthy. Don't hurt you. It don't hurt you to give Him praise. Hey, you might think, well, I'm not real emotional. Let me tell you what the theme of heaven is going to be: thanksgiving. There ain't going to be no quiet section up there. No, when you see the one that saved you by His grace, I think it'll be the most humbling experience because you ain't worthy. You ain't worthy. I know how I made it. I made it by grace. The observation of one. But notice this, not only his observation, he saw what the Lord had done for him, but the offering by one. The Bible says he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, for he was a Samaritan, looked upon by the Jews as a dog. He was a Samaritan. Can I tell you something about this offering that he had to give the Lord? He didn't have money. His clothes were probably rags. He couldn't go out and work a job. He didn't have silver or gold to bring Jesus. But all he had, Brother Lee, was to fall humbly on his face before the Lord and just give Him thanksgiving and give Him praise for what He'd done for him. And let me tell you something. God honored it. God honored it. All throughout the Word of God, I believe that if you want, let me tell you, we like it when God blesses us, don't we? We like it when God hears our prayer. Well, let me tell you something. He likes it when we're thankful for it. Amen. Let me tell you what the problem with most people is. When we get in a tight, when we get in a need, we want God to hear our prayers. We want God to answer quickly. And then when God blesses us, we forget about the blesser. We forget about being thankful. Matter of fact, one of the characteristics of the last times or the latter days is unthankfulness. Matter of fact, if you look in Romans chapter 1, the fall of the old world, one of the characteristics, they became unthankful. You become unthankful, you're setting yourself up for a fall. The observation, I bet he had some tears. He didn't have nothing to offer the Lord but thanksgiving. You know that's all He wants from us this morning. Count our blessings and be thankful for what He's done for us. Then there's an observation by the Lord. He said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Remember Brother Ken preaching a message here on the 9 he couldn't find. I ain't going to be in that number. I ain't going to be in that number. I'm going to praise Him and I'm going to thank Him. I'm going to praise Him and I'm going to thank Him for what He's done. I want to stand with that one that turned back and gave Him thanksgiving. And you know, I want you to notice what this man got by being thankful. He got an extra blessing. He done got healed. But when he turned back and he was thankful, the Lord said, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. He got a miracle of healing physically and spiritually. One of these days, let me tell you something, folks. One of these days, if you make it to heaven, somewhere around Jesus' feet, I believe it'll be that old boy right there, thanking Him for passing his way one day and saving his soul. Wonder this morning, when's the last time you considered what God done for you? The Bible says in Hebrews 13, 14 and 15, it says, here we have no continuing city. I tell you, you ain't going to stay here forever. I like what that preacher said here in camp meeting. You don't have to be saved. You don't have to be lost. But you're going to go somewhere one of these days, lost or saved. Listen to me. The writer of Hebrews said, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. This morning, I want to ask you to take an inventory of your life. Are you thankful for what He's done for you? Are you really thankful for what the Lord's done for you in life? Stand with me around the house. Sister Sherry, would you come to the piano this morning? Brother David.